And Chevre, the 5-minute Torah this week will also be L'Nishmas, Rav David Kamenetsky, Rav David Tzvi, Ben Rav Yosef Zatzal, Zecher Tzadik Kalish of Racha, and the entire Mishpacha should only have a big Nechama. The Pasuk in Parsha Ba'aloyscha Per Ches Pasuk Yotes, when discussing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking the Levium to serve him special in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, the Levium, the Pasuk says, the Etnas HaLevium, the Sunim La'aron Levanov, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, that he's assigning and presenting the Levium to Aaron and his children from the Mitzvah B'nei Yisrael, La'avoidat Avoidat B'nei Yisrael, to serve the Avoidah of B'nei Yisrael, Ba'al Moed and Ayal Moed, U'lechaper B'nei Yisrael, to bring atonement for B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Yeh B'nei Yisrael, Negev B'geshes B'nei Yisrael, HaKodesh, and there will not be any type of plague when B'nei Yisrael will come close to the sanctuary, to the Kodesh, the holy place. If you paid attention to that Pasuk, how many times are you going to say the words B'nei Yisrael? The Pasuk is completely redundant. You should just say, it should start with Ednas, Levim, Asun, La'aron, Levanah, Mitoch, B'nei Yisrael, La'avoid, Et Avodah, Bo'el, Mo'ed, L'chaper, Aleihem, V'lo Yeh, Negev, B'geshes, maybe again B'nei Yisrael, HaKodesh, once, twice at most. Why the B'nei Yisrael is emphasized and repeated 5 different times in that pasuk completely unnecessarily? Why is that? Comes along the Heilige Barditchever. Comes along the Heilige Kedushas Levi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is choosing the Levium to be his shluchim, his avadim, to work for him in Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, the Levium. And how do you think that made the rest of Bnei Yisrael feel? Bnei Yisrael at that moment could feel potentially like second class citizens, and more than that. Let's remember, it's after Chet Egel. Maybe they felt, forget it, all the Ava that Hashem had for us is gone. He's picking, just like we're the Am Nivchar initially from the Umas Olam. Now suddenly, forget about all Klal Yisrael, it's all Shevet Levi. That's how maybe they felt. There's no Ava, there's no Kesher. Kedush Levi says, in this Pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing Levium for a special role, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from within b'nei Yisrael. And they're still a part of that, really, as we all understand. And that's the emphasis of mitoch b'nei Yisrael. It's from within b'nei Yisrael, it's still a part. But he says b'nei Yisrael time and time and time again. 5 times. Because when you use someone's name, it shows the ahava, it shows the love. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I love you, b'nei Yisrael. And that's why I constantly am saying your name time and time and time again. You're my people. You're my love. Don't think I don't love you. Right here where you might feel left out, I want you to know, you're my people. I'm your Tata in Hemel. The same is true. I mean, Natan Farber, my Chashev Talmud Chaver, he told over to me, so on a Sefer, that every single morning we say, Tzor Yisrael, Kuma Be'ez Yisrael, Uftech Numecha, Yudav Yisrael, Galein Hashem Tzvos Kedosh Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. 5 times again. Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. 5 times. Because before we go and talk to the Rabbi Shalom, before we give Shevach to Hashem, before we thank Hashem, before we ask of Hashem, we want to be reminded how much Hashem loves us. How much Hashem loves us and what our relationship is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each and every one of us. So think about, well, why 5 times specifically? Yes, beautiful, Kedushas Levi. Hashem loves us and it's being emphasized, and we know when we use someone's name, it shows Ava. You talk to someone and use their name, it shows love. And why 5 times? Why 4 times? 6 times? Where'd 5 come from? Where's the number 5? So maybe I want to suggest, in Parashas Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Behi Baram. And Chazal Darshan's Behe Baram. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the letter He. He is Gematria 5. And if you look there, Rashi explains, why was the world created with the letter He, our world? Because the He on the bottom is completely open. And on the top there's a little opening. And it represents how it's very easy to fall. It's very easy to fall very low on the bottom of the He. But then Hashem always gives us opportunity to climb right back up and do tshuva. The hay is the letter that represents tshuva. The hay represents the ability to do tshuva. And tshuva is Hashem's gift to us that represents his love for us. Tshuva is rachamim. Tshuva is mercy. But the goyim, there's din. By the umas olam, there's judgment. And that's what it should be. If his relationship is only one of a melech, of a king, you do wrong, you deserve einish, you deserve punishment. But because he's our tat in hemel, because he's a venus of a shemayim, and because he loves us, there's always opportunity for tshuva. And that's represented by the letter hey. And therefore, again, in this pasuk, when he's choosing the levim, he wants to say, Nachatayim, B'nei Yisrael, 5 times. I love you. Don't think because I'm choosing Levim, I don't love you. They're just mitoch B'nei Yisrael, they have a special job. And that's every single morning. We say 5 times in the bracha of Gal Yisrael to prepare us to face Hashem. Don't be afraid that he's just a melech. He loves us. He's our tat in hemel. Be'ez Hashem is baruch. Each and every one of us should always feel the love Hashem has for each and every one of us. And Be'ez Hashem, we should give that love back to Kadosh Baruch Hu until we're zoich to be reunited on the deepest way to the Shechina, Beinenu with Mashiach Dukenu, B'mheira V'yameinu, B'mheira Mamish, Be'ez Hashem, and B'heilig is Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,